Dewey's experimentalism represented a new faith which was swallowed whole in Watson's behaviorism. According to Childs, the unavowed aim of the triumphant psychology was, quote, to abolish thinking, at least for the many, for if thinking were possible, the few could do it for the rest, close quote. For Dewey, as for the behaviorists, the notion of purpose was peculiarly suspect, since the concept of conditioning seemed to obsolete the more romantic term. A psychological science born of physics was sufficient to explain everything. The only utopia behaviorism allowed was one in which the gathering of facts, statistical processing, and action based on research was allowed. It is tempting to bash or worship Dewey for high crimes or high saintliness, depending on one's politics. But a greater insight into the larger social process at work can be gained by considering him an emblem of a new class of hired gun in America, the university intellectual whose prominence comes from a supposed independence and purity of motive, but who simultaneously exists most often unwittingly as the protege, mouthpiece, and disguise for more powerful wills than his own. Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski are prime examples of the type in our own day. Dewey was determined his experimental subjects would be brought in to actively participate in the ongoing experiments, not necessarily with their knowledge. All education was aimed at directing the responses of children. Orwell is really satirizing Deweyists and Fabianisms in his post-World War II dystopian nightmare, 1984, when Winston Smith's execution is delayed until he can be brought to denounce the people he loves and to transfer his love to Big Brother. In Dewey's world, this is only bringing Smith into active participation. That it is in his own degradation is final proof that private purposes have been surrendered and the conditioning is complete. We reject completely the hypothesis of choice. We consider the traditional doctrine of free will to be both intellectually untenable and practically undesirable, is the way Child translates Dewey. The new systems theorists, experimentalists, and behaviorists are all Wundt's children in regarding human life as a mechanical phenomenon, but they are polemicists too. Notice Child's hint that even if free will were intellectually tenable, it would only cause trouble.